Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Danielle, this sounds like quite a work of art. They call you the It Girl choreographer. Tell us what's going on at the Wallace.
It's a great moment of the company as we reveal our world premiere of A Blind Lady, a special piece with a beautiful singer, Lourdes Hernandez. She's originally from Madrid and now living in LA. And together we created this half an hour journey, I would say, on stage for 10 dancers. Together with that, after intermission, we're enjoying Glenn Cochi playing live for the Calling Glenn piece that we have touring the country for the last 2 years. And I think this combination is really a treat for the local audience.
And for people who don't know Glenn, explain who he is and what he does.
Glenn Cochi is a percussionist. He plays with Wilco, the band from Chicago. And in addition to that, he has his solo career. He's a great composer. He brings this wild combination of traditional plus avant-garde plus just amazing technique and sound interpretation, I would say, to the show and to his music. I think that he understands how every sound and every noise can actually become music quite easily. And I think that's the same of how I approach movement and how choreography can include so many human casual gestures as well. And I think together we work really well on hosting the audience and still bringing news and surprises to the audience.
To get into the Wallace, it's got to be pretty spectacular. They don't just let any dance company in.
We've been working hard for the past 6 years, and I think people love what we do here in LA. I think we spice it up for the dance scene, and I think my dancers are extremely capable, beautiful, creative, and very generous on stage. And I think that this option to know a city deep from inside and perform in one of the greatest venue in the city, I think it's very rewarding for us and for the audience because, you know, we live in LA. Our pieces are also about LA, definitely about the culture in America in general. And I think that me being an outsider coming from Israel but living here for the past 8 years help us to reflect and compare and consider what could be better, what could be different, and what is it that is great and should continue.
Is it appropriate for children?
It depends how their parents raise them, how they, you know, feel at home and what is the conversation that is open. I think that nothing about it is not appropriate for children, but it is honest and revealing, but it's very musical and very tender at the same time. So I would say that age of 7, 8 and above, it should be totally fine.
Danielle, what was your biggest challenge putting this show together?
To keep renewing, you know, my thoughts about dance and meeting an audience. I think that when you create so much work for several years, you still want to be surprising and you still want to challenge yourself as an artist. So that is always the challenge. And because the years pass, the challenge gets a little bigger. Because
right.
This one and that and this and been there and done that. And here I really wanted to feel that, no, this is a new journey for me and for my dancers. And I hope that the audience will enjoy the contemporary feeling that we're bringing with this.
And how did you manage to get Glenn and also Lourdes?
They like what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think we mutually really respect each other. I think that they are, actually, apparently Lourdes has been following me and my work for years.
That's
awesome.
I didn't
know about it.
Wow.
And all of a sudden we were introduced. And Glenn never considered making dance for music, but a mutual friend of us, Catherine Soros, connected us and thought that we might work well together. And it was very immediate that we clicked.
Isn't that fun?
Kind of luck and talent coming together.
Yeah, it sounds like a great night. Just in time for Valentine's Day, that might be a good date.
Yeah, I think it could be quite impressive if you buy it for your partner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just say LA became a dance lab, and I think we can support it, and we should, by coming to see it. Our mission is to make as much dance as possible in LA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.